Topic this week. We're talking about brain death, and if we have more time, we'll talk a little bit about sanctity of life and also some end of life issues. From Mishan and Kadmiyos, I don't know how long that goes, but for always, it was always accepted. What was considered dead? What you saw, when you saw in a person, no simanim of chiyas. His heart wasn't beating, he wasn't breathing, he's just laying. There was no sign of life whatsoever. And that was Makubo Chol Olam all these years. In 1968, some Reif Chashuvim doctors came out with a new definition called brain death. And it was called the Harvard criteria. And they lobbied for it and so on until it was accepted by the commission of the United States President as definition of death in 1981. It was accepted, this is the criteria to accept death. And they said that if you can revive through certain bedikas, radioactivity, or through ultrasound, that even the brain stem, not only the whole brain, not only the brain itself, but the brain stem itself is not functioning, that's considered like brain death, and it's choshev like a death. And that's it. What they gain out of this? What they gain from this? Mainly two things they gain from them. One thing they gain is sometimes you have a person's brain dead. He can be going on for who knows how long, and you use a machshir neshima, a respirator like this. Sometimes your hospital has to have extra 50 respirators just to keep the people brain dead, keep them alive. Like this, you have to have that many respirators, and also they have extra beds in the hospital. You know what I mean? Like this, your patients are on a respirator who are considered brain dead, and like this, it takes up a lot of beds, a lot of rooms in the ICU. They gain from that, so you have extra beds and have another respirator. Another thing, the insurance company saves on the deal. Because the insurance company, every day, I don't know how much it costs to ask, it costs a few $1,000 every day for patients to have them on the respirator and keep them going and taking up a bed and taking up a nurse to take care of them and so on. So it's very costly. So if you take him off the respirator when he's brain dead, if you find out he's brain dead, then that saves him a lot of money. That's one gain from it. The second gain from it, which is the Ica, is they could do a heart transplant. Normally, a heart transplant you can't do unless the person is still alive. But if he's not alive anymore, the brain dead, usually you cannot take the heart anymore. Same thing, the liver, maybe other one, the liver only when a person is still alive. But if his heart goes, then the heart cannot be used anymore, the liver can't be used anymore. That's the medical fact. So if you take someone's brain dead, then the heart is still good and you can use it for a transplant. Let's say someone, Chas Shalom, was in a car accident. And a healthy 20-year-old person, and he's brain dead, and he has a good heart, he has good liver, good kidneys and so on, they can be used for many, many patients, and they've been doing that since 1981, they've been doing this, the catheter. So the question is, are you allowed to take, so that's what they gain by brain death that they can use, they can use for transplants. If you do it, Ramesh has a tshuva, in your day chavibay, Simon Kufayin Dalad, when they first came out with heart transplants, he wrote a very strong tshuva, saying that's usher to do a heart transplant at that time, when they first came out.
To give.
One second. Not to give and not to receive, both. He held, it's a tzicha, you're murdering two people. The one who's receiving could be, he could live a number of years with a not a healthy heart. And also, you now take out because you're killing the person you're taking the heart from. So you hold it's a tzicha, the tzicha from base dadim, from the one who gives it and the one who receives it. This tshuva was written in a time when almost every transplant, heart transplant at that time, they died. They didn't live. They lasted maybe a couple of weeks, a couple of months, but they didn't live long. So that's it about the tshuva. Rabbi Yashiv told me, I asked him about this, I spoke to him once about the heart transplants. He told me, by him it's Dava Pashit, that Rabbi Moshe would agree he could take a Yilatim Mekabal, a heart. Why? Because 80% of the heart transplants, the people live through it. And they're healthy, they're viable citizens, they're healthy people, and they can live years and years with a new heart. So to receive a heart, you're allowed to accept the heart. The ink of discussion today is, can you take out what we're going to discuss today? Are you allowed to give a heart? And someone, a healthy person, someone has a member of the family, Leleno, had a car accident or something, he has a healthy heart, and he's brain dead, are you allowed to, you take out that heart or not? That's the discussion today. But to receive it in chutzlot, there's no problem. Okay. And we'll discuss with that more also. Yes. Right. Okay. Let's see what it says in Chazal. Let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in the Gemara. In Paiskin. Let's see what the Chazal held on this thing. The Mishnah in Yuma, in Daf Pegim Amal Aleph, Mishnah Yuma says like this. Mishnah Nafla of Mapilas, and so on. And Mapilas, a wall fell down, or let's say there's an avalanche. Safek Husham, Safek, you don't know if the person's there. Is he in there or not? Someone walking, doesn't know if he escaped or he's still under all these rocks. He's under the Mapilas. Safek Chai, Safek Mace, he's there, but you don't know if he's alive or dead. Safek Kuti, Safek, you don't know who's the person there, but you don't know if it's Yidor Goy. Mefakim El Sagal, you take off the boulders, you take it away. Metzur Chai, Mefakim. Mace Yechim, leave him there. That's what the Mishnah says. And Rashi speaks out. There's no Rashi in this. Okay. The Gemara says in that Pehei, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Hechen Ubaidik. When you check the person to know if he's alive or if he's dead, where do you check to see if he's alive or dead? So Rashi says, Hechen Ubaidik. Rashi says, Im Daimel Ameis. If he's Daimel like Ameis. She'en Ameis Avar Avad Hechen Hu. Mefakech V'daz Tremes. It doesn't move, you see he's not moving at all. How much do you have to know to find out if he's alive or dead? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man Yama says, the first man Yama says, at chaitmi, check to his nostrils, to chaitim. And Rashi says, in any chias to chaitmi, if you see he's not, if there's no air coming out, you should put a feather there or something to see if he's breathing or not. There's no, there's no ruach, he's not blowing out. Vade meis v'nichu. He's already dead, and it's Shabbos, you don't do anything. Just leave him there. You just leave him there after Shabbos. That's the first man Yama. And the second man Yama says, Yishrayim Adliboy, till his heart. So Moses says later, Amar Papa, Machlokes to Masa Mala. The Machlokes, if you say, Ad Chaitmai, or Ad Liboy, when you check from the feet up, you're going from the feet towards, going upright to the body. Let's say start working from the head. You check by his nostrils. You don't have to go further to the heart. So Rashi speaks out. The Machlokes that we said before the Tanoim is, we're talking when you go from the feet up. Lamala. Shematur Derech Maloisa. They found them by, they're able to start digging up by the feet. Chila. Or by the Klaelech Klaparoshi, you go up towards the head. Damaram Abeliboy, Yeshafkin. You don't have to go all the way up to the nostrils, enough to the heart. If you see Yeshvech Yez, the Shnosi, the fact you see that his heart is clapping, is beating, Yeshmosi, Fagashram. Then you know, the Ma'amat Chaitma. You have to check those Nasas. The Zimna Nechias Nikah Belibar, but sometimes the Chias Nikah Belibar, the Nikah Bechaitma. That's how Rashi explained, and that's Machaitmas. So Papa is the contra Papa, you work from the feet to the head. But we say if you start from the head, you go, everyone holds you go to the nostrils, until the nose, if you see if you bring that or not. That's the Sigur Sakamora in Yuma. The Mechaba in Shirin Chavtes says like this. And we'll go to Gimel and Sivdalad. Misha Nafu Alav, Mapailas, let's say a Mapailas, a wall fell down. Safik Chai, Safik Meis, the Kolosh in the Mishnah. Safik Husham, Safik Enisham. If he's Safik, if he's there or not there, Mefakim Alav. Alfi Sheshbe Kamas Fakers, because by who comes to the Foshes, even by Safik, Safik approves the Foshes. It should say the person. And Machabe says in Sivdalad, Matsum Rutsut, Shani Achalich of Fishah, even though if you find him alive, but you know he's going to live only Fishah, he's going to live for at least another hour. Doesn't make a difference. Even Chayishah, the fact that Mbaita at Chaitmai. You check until his nostrils. Imla Gisha Bechaitmai, if you don't, if you want Magrish Bechaitmai, Achias, any Achias, Azvar Imeis, for sure he's dead. Leshna Pogba Bereisha, Tchila doesn't make a difference if you start working from the head downward. Leshna Pagala, you start from the feet. Tchila doesn't make a difference. The Vice says from Chaba, he passes not like a papa, that Ladina doesn't make a difference. You always check by Chaitim, not the leg, but you always check by the Chaitim from the nostril. That's where you check. And the Shmuel speaks out, Leshna Pagala, son of the Neyma, the Kibishan of Gisha Chias, the Liba, the Vadim Meis. We don't say that if you don't magish in the heart, then the show is dead. But if a Kerech HaGal, you shouldn't go clean away the more of the gal. Kamash is gamzer to live that chaytmai. Sign off the heart has to be the breathing. That's what that's the gemara and that's the mechaba. Pashtus, if you learn the gemara and you learn the shulchan aruch, Vayster is the ikur. We all know that the breathing has to do with the brain. The heart is beat. But the breathing, it has to do with the brain. And if there's cessation so the heart has nothing to do with the breathing. The heart has nothing to do with the breathing, right. It has to do only, it claps, it beats. But it has nothing to do with the breathing. So, Chay Pashas Vice says, the Ikis Torah, the Chaytan, not the heart. And so, Chay Vice says from here, if you learn Tash Pashat and the Gemara, and the Mechaba, the Vice says, that if, let's say, someone's completely brain dead, including the brain stem, if it's not working, then it's considered mace. That's the Chur Pashtus. However, it's not like that. First of all, Tysus. Tysus speaks out over here, and the Pehe Amar Allah, Tysus, the Falcon and Kal, I'm Mary. The only time they know how to cook Nefach arrive, why do we go but arrive? They should exerve a chai behem, loy shiyomus behem. Shayuchel lova the shum inyan, the day misi Yisrael. We have to be so careful that it should not come to anything Nisi Yisrael. So we can't go bust a rival here, because even if there's a mere chain of matzah, it's, you know, it's a 2% chance, a 1% chance, so you mechal Shabbos, because you might say, because you don't go bust a rival. Because why? So you go a shum in your name, we don't want a chashish, you might kill somebody, or someone leave someone die. So therefore you have to do it. If your person is a slight chashash, the person's still alive, you mechal to mechal Shabbos. That's what Tyson speaks out. Sam Sefer, it's still because it's a rive gomor. However, if we see any simon of chias by shai varam, then the rive falls away, and we're not tzemech on v'dikas achaitim. So clearly, Masham says clearly, if we know there's some sign of life in the person, even though he's not breathing, we see, but still there's some sign of life in the person, then is he's considered, we're not tzemech on v'dikas achaitim, and he's considered alive. If Shlomo Zalman writes, in a number of places, we cannot say, we have no right to say that brain dead is dead. Because since we don't find anywhere in Shas, it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas, that a person is brain dead, is considered dead. We can't make this a door. If we have a Sanhedrin, and if Sanhedrin comes out and paskin, they have a curse to the Kaveah. So therefore he says, it's usa, a person is brain dead, it's usa to take out the heart, or any type, any other aid from the person, as long as his heart is still beating. If not, he's not considered alive, and it's asa seticha. You're not allowed to take it out.
In the time of Chazal, they didn't have these machines to determine that the person was dead, even though his heart could have still been beating, no?
No. As long as Ikka is telling, it seems from them. I remember I once spoke to Rayash about this when it came out the whole Tumah. He said, Ikka is the heart. Ikka is the heart. That's
you
it.
You couldn't tell us, you said, if the machine shows you it's beating, even though you can't see it beating.
Yeah.
In the time of Chazal,
so then you go back to what you see. Ain't that much in the words. But he says even, but today, for sure he can. But let's say a time when you didn't have these machines, you put your ear against the heart, you see them beat, then the stomach, then he's considered dead then. If you see no similar chiz, then it was enough. But he's saying, but today, even if you put your ears again, but since we have ways of knowing. Right. Okay.
You have to put him on the machine, man.
We're not talking putting on the machine. We're talking.
Huh?
You don't usually don't have to, because if he's deteriorating, there's so much tomorrow to see the person's dead, you don't even have to come on to that today. Say, his kidneys aren't working, this is not working, that's not working. Alright. The only thing, Negeira and Moshe, there's two tshuvas from Moshe that people want to say he holds brain dead is still dead. One tshuva is printed in Igus Moshe, Yerdeya Cheregimel, Simit Kuflam Beis. He says like this, if you make a test and you can know clearly that there's no kesha between the mayach and the guf, in other words, there's no blood going, in other words, it's completely, the brain stem is not working, and so you know that there's no shachas from the head to the rest of the guf, as in like nikav amayach lagamri, it's like huta teraysh. You cover a person's head, even his heart is beating, obeyed it for the next couple of minutes, you don't say he's alive still, he's dead. So it's like huta teraysh, and memela, your memela is considered dead. That's one place they wanted being a raya, that he holds that it's not totally in the heart. First of all, it comes out to stira in Igus Moshe. That's because of four other tshuvas we mentioned before, he said, you think it's totally in the heart. But secondly, if Shlomo Zalman says, and if you look through that tshuva, what I mentioned, the Chedigim Kufan Beis, you go through the tshuva, for Moshe Vice says, it doesn't matter because brain dead. What it seems is he needs both things. He needs the heart and the, he's talking the Chumrah. Besides, if the heart's not working, but he's still breathing, then it has been like Huta Saraj. But to knock away what it says that you don't consider a heart at all, vices, and that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, is not Masha clear from the tshuva, that if from Rosh Hashanah tshuva's Masha, he's talking on the Chumrah, but not the Kula. Another tshuva from Masha is in Chedek Dalet and Simen Nun Dalet. In the newest Igus Masha, in Chedek Dalet, in Yodei Chedek Dalet, Simen Nun Dalet, Isalof, there he says clearly, that if Rutzur, there's no, if there's, the brain dead is dead, he says clearly, he's still like a mace. So when this tshuva came out, the tshuva was written to Dr. Bundy in, from New York. So I called him up, because I didn't have a copy, usually when I used to go to New York always, they used to give me copies of Moshe's tshuvas. I didn't have that tshuva. So I called up Dr. Bundy, I would like to have a copy of the exact copy of tshuva. No problem. He sent me a copy of the tshuva, and first of all, it wasn't Ramosha's handwriting. It was a typed tshuva. And the signature was not Ramosha's signature. Okay? So I called him up. I said, Bundy, I said, this to me, it seems the tshuva is mezuzah. And secondly, the date of that was about a few months before Ramosha was lifter. At that time, Moshe couldn't even write then. And I saw some of his writing that time. It was a horrible writing. Even if he came in his regular time, but when he was sick, it was even harder to read. It didn't write in a straight line. It had some things that he wrote at that time. He could hardly read what he wrote. So certainly, it's a tshuva. I happened to be speaking, I was in New York a week and a half ago, so I happened to meet Dr. Bundy's son. So I told him I'm going to be speaking about brain death. So he says, interesting thing he tells me. He says that the family called him up and they want the original tshuva, and they want to, and they already asked him. They asked him for the tshuva and he gave it to him already. They want to send it to Yisrael, to the police department there to see if the signature is authentic. So I sent him back a message that I told the son, tell your father two things. First, the tshuva is, it's on his handwriting. Compared to other signatures, it's not the same thing. And secondly, I said, it can't be a raya, even if it is his hand, they probably transferred somewhere else, but even that, he couldn't write then. And asked the family. So they asked of David Feinstein, he says, of course he couldn't write then. He, at that time, he wasn't even writing then. So, when he is dating, I think the tshuva is a mezuyif. There's no, it's not emes. But even if you take on it is emes. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't know, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote about this tshuva. He says, about this tshuva, he disagrees, but he says, even according to that tshuva, no, it's the one we say it's mezuyif, but he didn't know it's mezuyif. He says, even according to that tshuva, if people make mistakes in that tshuva. Tshuva only allows you to take him off from the respirator. But to take out a heart, to take out the liver, take out the worm, he didn't say that in the tshuva. That only said enough that you could take it, that's what you call it, you could take off from the life support. Because there it's a shayla, it's a grammar, if it's a tzicha b'yadayim, there's a shayla. Mashenke, to go and take out a heart while he's brain dead, Ramosha never said that in the tshuva. And to Dov Poshe, Ramosha, if you would ask, if Lucy would be alive, you ask him, he would say it's asa. Okay. However, this whole thing is, there's a number of reasons, so Shlomo Zalman writes even further. He writes even further. He says, the whole nidan of brain dead, he holds the whole thing is not in the game today. Why is it in the game? The din is like this. The Mechaber says, and the Shlomo says, the Agaisis, Agaisis, someone who's Agaisis, we know what exactly what Agaisis is. Because we don't, Agaisis means if someone within 72 hours before he dies, he's considered a Agaisis, 72 hours. Today, it's very hard to know what Agaisis because today, you give him antibiotics, you give him intravenous and so on. So today, you only know the Masrei. After he dies, you know when he was Agaisis. While he was Agaisis, it's a self Agaisis. We don't know today. Because he, unless the person is not in a hospice, which is probably not halachically kosher to be in a place in a hospice, so they let you die, they take your blood pressure, and most of them take your blood pressure, they see you going down, so they know you're in 72 hours, you're going to go. But regularly today, someone who's a patient in a hospital, is usually, you don't know exactly when he's a crisis. Unless you see everything, his whole body is starting to shut down, his kidneys to stop, and they stop giving him the antibiotics, they stop giving him, then you know within 72 hours he's going to die. But that cloud, it's very hard to know when to geisus. So Shlomo Zalman writes, since a person is geisus, suffer geisus, the test, what do they do with the test? They put a dye through the body to see if the brain waves, any brain waves. He says, since you're not allowed to move a geisus, the thing is, if your mazes, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, if your mazes a geisus, it's a tzicha, because you might be closer to die. So you're not allowed to. You're not even close his eyes when he's still alive, because that itself is considered being a Mekav Nisasai. So he says, doing this test, putting the dye through the body, that's worse than moving the body. So you can't even do the test. So you'll never know when a person's brain dead.
But still,
you can't, but something goes, you're not allowed to. So therefore, you can't even do the test. That's what Shlomo Zalman, this is like Mezizim Evarav, and it's worse than Mezizim Evarav, because you're doing Evarav Pneumim, inside. So certainly then you're doing something that you might Mekav Nisasai. So he holds with the pediatric neurology, happened to be a Jewish woman. Happened to be a Jewish woman. And this Jewish woman was an Israeli. She says she's still there. Because I happened to speak to her a few months ago about a different case. So she's Israeli woman. So I started talking to her, so I told her we're not going to let it. And she didn't fight me. She said, if you don't let Rabbi, she's not going to let him do anything. So she told me at that time, and my feeling is, she's the head of the department in Chumon. She must be a very choshev doctor. She's the head of the department there. So she told me, my medical opinion is, brain dead is not dead. I see him day in, day out. It's not to the brain dead. So I asked her, can I have it in writing? Can I have it in writing? She says, no. She's not even going to say, that's why. So she says, because your abonis are rushes, also hold brain dead is dead. If I write a letter, it's not covering our abonim, and I don't want to bash the abonim. Therefore, I'm not giving you a letter. That's what she told me. So.
Which
Rabbanim? Huh? Rabbanim is in Israel. Israel. They came out because they came because they were told you, Moshe held it's okay. So the mayor, they agreed to it. Okay? But the pellets even more. So sometimes it's a starting effect. They can give out urine. They could, what do you call? They could digest food. You can try to tell me he's dead. You have to be nuts to say he's to the dead. But even further, the bigger pell is that there are doctors today that agree that he's not dead. But still they know, listen, the person's going to die anyway. He's brain dead. He's in a car accident. There's no chance for him to live. No chance to live. So, even if we sit him alive, so what? But there's no quality of life. There's no quality of life. What's going to be? This guy's going to eat vegetables the rest of his life. Keep my machine for the next 10 years. Let other people enjoy it. Let other people get it. And some doctor holds a mitzvah. What do you mean? This person has no quality of life. Nothing can come from him. He could save one person with a heart, one person with a liver, another two people with the kidneys, and then a cornea, and all the other types of it you could take from the maize. So why not? They hold even a mitzvah. Another further thing. There are certain hospitals that brain dead. Some of the hospitals are told by doctors. They even today they don't even do the bread, they don't even do the prop, they don't do the test even. They don't do the test to show really, and according to one doctor I spoke to, he says the test is not even conclusive, 100% conclusive. Why? Because there's something blocking in the way, you'll never know. So the diet can't get through, there's no light, it could be something blocking beforehand. So therefore, Ladina, there's no heter whatsoever to take off his tukachai gama, and if you take that wrong when he's alive, he's still like your tzicha. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that if a yid needs a new heart, you're not allowed in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to take a heart in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because I'll be right, where they're taking the heart from, who's the one that's donating the heart? It's a yid, it's a mstama yid. So you're being gayim, a kitzah chayim, of a yid. So therefore, to take the one who's giving is a yid, you're not allowed to. Even though other people take it, but you're being gayim is tata. However, chutzlot, since I've arrived, you're allowed to, who the people that give out the heart, give the heart to the ones who donate the heart, are gayim. So to be recipient, that's okay. A yid to be a giver, that you can. But to be recipient, then that you're not allowed to. They're giving it anyway. Yizrecha from Hefka. If you're not getting, someone else is going to take. You know, I don't know if you're aware. You have no idea how many patients die. We have a few doctors here. They tell you how many patients die waiting on a list. Sometimes they're waiting for hearts, and it has to be compatible also. They have, for every, there's not enough hearts, there's not enough livers, there's not enough kidneys. And people die because there's not enough.
Nobody else is going to take it.
What? Nobody else is going to take it also. So what? But you'll be Goyim. By Goy, there's no way to buy Goy.
Yeah. In the Eretz Yisrael, if you know he's, I mean, it's coming from an Arab, you can't take it.
If you know for sure it's from an Arab, don't give it. I don't think Arab will give it to I don't think Arab will give you a heart. Yes.
By going by Shiva Mitzvah, then I know if there's an Indian of Rishisa too.
Right, yeah.
So why couldn't you apply that?
Yeah, but the question is, they're doing it anyway. There's no Yisrael Estama Damrecha on a Goy. It's only on a Yid. Estama
Damrecha. Can we go back to
Hospice? Yes. Hospice? Yes. Hospice today, first of all, Hospice are changing recently. But the Hospice, they used to, when they were going to Hospice, what they did is, let the patient die with dignity, and let him, just don't feed him, just keep him, you know, you give him the basics, let him eat and drink a little bit, but they don't give him, if he needs antibiotics, no antibiotics. If he needs dialysis, no dialysis. He can just die, you know, sometimes the most pressure can last is 6 months or 3 months, whatever it is. So at the end of the day, he's in a place where they give him comfortable, no one bothers him, and so on. That's by us, you're not allowed to do it. The whole thing is shloit halach. If you have goyish, hasis just for goyim, so then there's no Yisrael Estama Dam Recha. But on a Yid, there's Yisrael Estama Dam Recha. You're not allowed to do it.
Is
the person who have hospice, Lanir's dietary, they can't take a Jewish patient. That's not Tosis. It's a Ran in the Dorm, Dachmem. Ran in the Dorm, Dachmem. Ran says, you're allowed to daven, but you still have to do everything the same. From Zalman has a tshuva, that even you're allowed, he says in a tshuva, even though you're daven from a chayla, he could die, but still you have to give him what he has to need. He's not in shul clearly. That doesn't mean that you let have kids. You could daven, he should die, but after he came, you still have to give him what he needs to save him.
Your davening doesn't make him die, it bothers him.
Yeah, the question is, tefillah helps, you know what I mean? We know tefillah helps. I'm not saying what the tzicha. It's certainly a grammar, that's for sure. They're not killing first thing, sticking a knife in him and killing him. What they're doing is they're just, they're shevatasa, they're not doing certain things to him. Hasidus recently, I was told, and my education is for my shaylas. So they tell me there's certain hasidus today that will, if you request, they'll give you, they'll give you intravenous, they won't give you antibiotics, they'll give you intravenous, they'll give you certain things to keep you going.
That's more mutter?
I don't know if it's more mutter, depends what the patient, what's wrong with the patient.
The patient is brain dead, machine?
No, you're not mechuyif. Right.
For quick question, if you find the term point, you know, you find out that what he is.
How do you know? There's no way of knowing.
I don't know.
There's no way of knowing. No way of knowing. Okay.
Why wouldn't you be mechuyif to put him onto a machine? Your son asked if a person is brain dead.
But then he's, you're not mechuyif to. You don't do heroic measures. But that's a shmuz by itself. Alright. Okay, another shayla comes up. Sometimes, Eleinu, a baby is born, and I've got the English word. He's born, he doesn't have a brain. What's it called? Right. So he's born without a brain. So he's without a brain. So the question is, according to all so people want to kind of, you should be able to, if he's not a brain, he's not going to live. He's going to live a few days. What's the most they can live? Not much more than a few days. So while he's alive, his heart's still pumping. They put him on a respirator right away, he's still pumping. So he's born without a brain. But then is, while he's still alive, you're not allowed to, from the Zaman writes, it's Asa, it's Koshkein. You now take any form from the Sinek that's born without, that even though they've died, still it's Siddur Chai, and taking out the Siddur Ritzicha. You know what? You might see the Trefa, but you can't kill a Trefa also. So in Mela, it's Asa. So what is a person? A person is brain dead. What is he considered at that time, when he's brain dead? So Shlom Zaman writes, that he sits like a Suffolk Gaisus. Whatever the halacha Suffolk Gaisus is, that's the halacha, that's what he is. A cardiologist here in Chicago asked me a number of years ago, he asked me, I should ask, Shemran wasn't alive anymore, he asked me to ask about Yashiv the Shaila. He knows, seeing a cardiologist knows there's going to come a time when they're going to be able to be serum. The Chayyim, he got the worst of Zerah than Bilam. The Chayyim, that's what it could be. So Zokim Chayyim Shmulevitz, he writes, he brings down a Rashi in Kedushin. The Gemara says, it's Pasuk says in Eicha, Mai Yisodim Adam Chai. So Rashi seeks out that Mai Yisodim Adam Al Kakaris Boim Eloch. Acha, Achesa Shani Yaisi Masha Sati Lechayim. Why should a person complain? But you're alive. Are you in pain? But you could do mitzvahs. You could still live. You could do, say, moedani. You could say, kai mitzvahs. You could say, brachas. You still could see family and so on. He says, he gives a mashal. Let's say someone won a lottery of $1 million. And while he's going there, on the way there, he sees a bottle of wine. He breaks the bottle of wine. A real expensive wine costs $150 a bottle. And the robber, he's a little upset. But he won $1 million. So he says, the person rather have them, even though he's Yisurim, but what's it compared? He's still alive. He won $1 million. Reb Shimon Schwab, one is Enoch, they say over, one is Enoch Hestem, in the last couple of years of life, he couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. So he said, it doesn't bother you that you can't walk? So he said, wait a minute, the Banshun gave me my kind of life. I can't walk. They took away my feet, but he still left me, my neshama, he left me. I could do mitzvahs, I can kai mitzvahs. I could speak say Joshua, so I could still pass Kishayla, I could still be El Chayyid. So what's there to complain about? I'm no tainus. Dara Melch says, Yase Yisrani Kol, Ramavis Lo Yisanani, even with Big Yisurim. So, it's not Moritz, it's not dying. So Zakon Chayim Shmulevit, even Yisurim was all worth it since he was still alive. Bilam died right away, he was killed right away. So Zicha, the Einish, are being killed right away, Zicha worse. Then having years and years assumed that you're still alive. So that you could tell me, maybe the chilek, here's a person, he's healthy, he can't walk, or he's in pain, but he can function. What about someone who's in a vegetative state? There's no quality of life. He can't communicate. He's not checked to do any Torah mitzvahs. We don't understand Dak Hashem. Our via is only mugbol. And we don't understand. It says by Yaakov Avinu, there's a Medrash. Medrash says, when Yaakov Avinu, when the children came back to father and said, you know, Yosef is a terrible person, look what he's giving us all these problems. So it says, Yaakov Avinu said to the Bnei Yisrael, Lama Haraisimli. Why give me this Torah? Lama Haraisimli. So the Medjit says, the double power Medjit says, Me Ailam Lali Oma Yaakovino. Yaakov lives 147 years. Me Ailam Lali Oma Yaakovino Dava Shabbatola Elakam. For 147 years, he said, everything glass. This thing was wrong. Was the Dava Shabbatola. Oma Kaish Baruch Hu. I need Isaac Lahamlech B'nai Ben Tzrayim. I have a master plan here. I'm going to make sure his son is king of Tzrayim. V'loim Elomer Yosemli. Yaakov, he only saw what's for the gay him. He didn't see the whole grand plan that Baruch Hashem had for him. Dava Mel says, Nishvi Hashem Tzorku Yaakov. When is it Tzorku when you see everything together? We see what the Tavis Achaim is. The person wants to live. You see by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, Amar Moshe Fnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom. Baruch Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. He asked for this, that, the Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a mother quest, a request from the Ribono Shalom. He said, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Hanichi, I see kechayis hasada. Let me go like as an animal. Shen oichem hasavim v'shaisim mayim v'chayim v'ayim 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 I get my food every day. I go back to my nest. Turn me into a bird. So the Baruch Hashem says, Ravlach. Ravlach. You can't, no way. The Chayim with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kabdavi Kamosha. Look what Moshe did. He'd rather be a Chayim Oif than an animal. Than to die. Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished so much in his life. He still wants to live. That's the Tavis Achaim a person has. If we see if a person wants to come even like a Chaya, like Moshe Chaya Oif, so certainly the Vedic state is better than that, than a Chaya Oif, but even more than that. Rabbi Yochanan says, why would Moshe Rabbeinu want to be like a Chaya Oif? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Dekavot, it says, Halos Hashem, Meshamayim Aluv Amraimim. We praise the Bnei Shalom and Shemayim Halul B'Mraimim. We praise Pashup Shad Yulim Shad as we praise the Bnei Shalom because of the broom. He created all these animals, all these things that fly in there and so on. But he says not like that. He says they themselves, their present is Mahal Hashem. Every person, no matter what it is, what state is in, vegetative state, an animal, everything, they themselves being in the world, that's the Mahal of the Bnei Shalom. Even though we don't understand it, even someone's in a vegetative state is mahalo. We don't understand it because our small minds understand it. But there's something they're doing there. The Bereshit keeps them alive. They're doing something in this world. We don't know what, how, what, and when, but we know that. There's a Moedik Yalkut. The Medjit, the Pasuk says in Kehelas, that Kol Asa Yosef Itai. Dalai Mel said, the Baruch Hashem created everything properly. So the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, in Shmuel, Kol Ma'ash Osa Kosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Chayofa. Everything, Dalai Mel said, everything created in this world is beautiful. Chachma Yalkut, Kol Chutz Min Ashtus. Creating Shaitim, people who are Shaitim, that's a mistake. You should not have created them. There's no need for them. Ma'anoi B'Shaitim Zer. What is the shaitan, what tachas in his life is? Adam Mahal the Shuk, he goes in the street, Kareh the God of, he tears his clothing, Tanik is talking by, children run after, make fun of him, Ratsam Achalav, Haim is talking all of, and everyone, making a fool of this shaitan, Ma'ah, Zen no Panecha, this is a proper thing, this is what Dal Nasa Dabar Inshallah. Amalai Akash Baruch Hu David, so the Medjit says, the Yalkut says, he says, Al shtur tata kaya taga, chayecha shetitzach loy. You don't need it. What happened? Those who know a little bit of Nach, the Shmuel, and other things down, the Dama Melech escaped. And he ran to Gath. And over there they thought, this is David, the famous David. So he didn't want to be killed. Afraid they'll kill him. They'll catch. They'll kill him. So he made himself like a shaita. So he acted like a shaita. So the melech says, "Chassam shugoyim. I need shugoyim around here. This is not double. Melech is a genius. This is a shaita." So you see that the shaita does serve a purpose of the world. You don't understand when the Baruch creates Mishugayim, Levatola, it's not Levatola. Cease in this world has some tachas. There's nothing that's nothing. The Gadol Yisrael used to say over that when someone had, Leilenu had a Down syndrome child, or autistic child, they said, Stifler writes, and other ones, the Gadol Yisrael writes, that the Baruch Hu is looking for our best home to put the Neshama in, to find the tikkun, and sending miscarriages. That's a tikkun. The child of a woman has a miscarriage, it's a terrible thing, and so on, that's the way to look at it. But the Sifat Kabbalah says, if someone has a miscarriage, fakir, it's a ticket for that neshama, it's so many tikkun, and you are zeichet to have the tikkun. There's a famous story from Baba Sali. His father of a Down syndrome came to him, and complained, you know, I have such a hard role in life, taking care of this child. So he answered to him, he said, if you would know how much kares ruach, and Simcha Yabri Gayim Lavina Shabashamayim. This is a Lashon, I quote his Lashon.